Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's debate on the topic of image-derived biomarkers. I will be your chairperson, Quantum Chris, overseeing the proceedings. Before we kick off the debate, let's have our esteemed debaters introduce themselves.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am Dr. Luca Boldrini, a radiation oncologist with a PhD and the chair of the MR Linac Unit at the Fondazione Policlinico Universitario A. Gemelli, IRCCS. I specialize in the development and utilization of image-derived biomarkers in the field of radiation oncology, particularly focusing on the use of radiomics and advanced image analysis techniques for enhancing treatment quality.
Thank you. My name is Dr. Suresh Mukherjee. I hold an MD and MBA and am distinguished as a fellow of the American College of Radiology, FACR. I serve as a professor and the chairman of the Walter F. Patengi Endowed Chair in the Department of Radiology, as well as the Chief Medical Officer and Director of Healthcare Delivery at the Michigan State University Health Team. My expertise lies in neuroradiology and head and neck radiology, leveraging advanced imaging techniques, including AI, for the diagnosis and management of diseases.
Thank you both for your introductions. Let's begin the debate. Dr. Boldrini, could you start us off with your perspective on the utilization of radiomics as a tool for predicting treatment response and outcomes in radiation oncology?
Certainly, Chairperson. Radiomics is a transformative approach that captures the high-dimensional quantitative features from medical images, such as CT, MRI, and PET scans, which are not perceivable to the human eye. These features provide a comprehensive characterization of tumor heterogeneity. By correlating these features with treatment responses and patient outcomes, radiomics serves as an invaluable tool, enhancing our ability to tailor personalized treatment plans in radiation therapy.
While the promise of radiomics is certainly intriguing, we must not rush to adopt these tools without acknowledging the limitations. Reproducibility and standardization across different imaging modalities and analysis software are major challenges. Without rigorous validation and robust algorithms, we risk integrating tools that may not translate into significant clinical outcomes or could introduce new disparities in care.
I understand the concern regarding reproducibility, but continuous advancements in imaging technologies and machine learning are laying the groundwork for standardized radiomics methodologies. Moreover, integrating radiogenomics, which synergizes imaging phenotypes with genetic data, has a significant potential in identifying genetic markers that correlate with treatment responses and can pioneer personalized treatment strategies.
While the integration of radiogenomics opens new avenues, it brings complex layers of data interpretation. Genetic markers may also vary widely between individuals and tumor types, complicating the prediction models. Clinical application requires simplicity and clarity, and we must not replace one complex system with another, even more intricate one.
Indeed, the complexity is there, but so is the progress in computational power and artificial intelligence. AI is currently being developed to automate the extraction of image-derived biomarkers, leading to precision radiation oncology. This will not only enable us to improve individual patient care, but also to continuously learn from each treatment delivered and refine our strategies moving forward.
The use of AI can aid the development of automated biomarkers, but we should also be cautious about over-reliance on black box algorithms that lack transparency. Ethical considerations and the need for explainable AI are crucial in ensuring patient trust and understanding, which are fundamental in medicine.
Absolutely, Dr. Mukherjee. Transparency and ethical use of AI are paramount. This is why multidisciplinary collaborations are vital. Together with Turing clinicians, engineers, computer scientists, and ethicists, we can design AI systems that are not only efficient, but are also understandable and serve the medical community in the best possible way.
Thank you, Dr. Boldrini and Dr. Mukherjee, for a very informed and respectful debate. It is clear that our understanding and application of image-derived biomarkers are evolving. As we continue to refine these technologies, collaboration and careful consideration of their implications will be critical. This concludes our debate. Thank you both for your contributions, and thank you to the audience for engaging in this important discussion.